معكم بي بي سي إكسترا إنجليش.
في إكسترا إنجليش اليوم نتحدث عن برنامج في راديو بي بي سي الناطق باللغة الإنجليزية عن خديجة زوجة النبي Wife of the Prophet. ومعي أليس. Hi Alice.
Hi Hala. Yes, this is a new radio program about Khadija, the wife of the Prophet.
معظم من هم من غير المسلمين non-Muslims لا يعرفون إلا القليل know little عن خديجة زوجة النبي wife of the prophet وفقا لإرني راي الذي يقدم هذا البرنامج.
It's said that behind every great man there is a great woman. The Prophet Muhammad was married many times, but for 25 formative years he remained faithful to one woman, Khadija. She's widely recognized as the first Muslim, and her story may be surprising to many non-Muslims. She was a successful businesswoman. She was considerably older than Muhammad, and it was she who proposed to him.
يقول أرني راي إن قصة خديجة خديجة's story قد تكون مفاجئة surprising للكثير من غير المسلمين.
He says she was a successful businesswoman and she was older than the Prophet Muhammad.
نعم يقول أرني راي إن العديد من غير المسلمين قد يعتقدون بأن النساء women خاضعات submissive للرجال في الإسلام ولن يتوقعوا أن تكون زوجة النبي the Prophet's wife أكبر منه بسنين عدة considerably older أو أن تكون هي من عرضت الزواج عليه proposed marriage to him.
Ernie Ray says it was Khadija who proposed marriage to Muhammad.
ويقول إن هناك شبه إجماع widely recognized حول أن خديجة كانت أول المسلمين ورغم أن النبي تزوج عدة مرات married many times ولكنه بقي وفيا remained faithful لخديجة دون غيرها لخمسة وعشرين عاما.
He says these were very formative years, important years where your character and your beliefs are formed.
ويقول إن السنين التي قضاها الرسول مع خديجة مهمة لأنها تعد سنوات تكوين الشخصية formative years وهي السنوات التي نكبر فيها وننضج growing up وتتشكل خلالها معالم شخصيتنا our character وتتكون our formed معتقداتنا beliefs. دعونا نستمع إلى ما يقوله أرني راي مرة أخرى.
It's said that behind every great man there is a great woman. The Prophet Muhammad was married many times, but for 25 formative years he remained faithful to one woman, Khadija. She's widely recognized as the first Muslim, and her story may be surprising to many non-Muslims. She was a successful businesswoman. She was considerably older than Muhammad, and it was she who proposed to him.
BBC Extra English.
Extra English. On BBC Extra.